JC is getting married in San Diego.
Yep.
Everybody planning on going to the wedding?
Yeah, my daughter's in it.
You better.
Yeah.
She's flower girl.
Yeah, she's
I could just send her on a buddy pass. I guess
you could.
She could.
Sure.
Herself.
Somebody will take care of her. Al, you going?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is, it's happening in the middle of the week, right?
It's on a Thursday.
On a Thursday.
That's cool.
Which, what do we care? We're on vacation.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Right.
Uh-huh. And it's going to be Kinsey with her four bridesmaids.
Five.
No. Maid of honor and four bridesmaids.
Oh, okay, yes.
And you with your four groomsmen and a best man.
Right.
But you have six people mm-hmm. up for this honor.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them has to go, right?
Unfortunately.
How do you decide?
Stupid.
I don't know. I love them all the same.
Well, you know what? I
have good memories with some that I don't have with others, but I have memories with those that I don't have with the others. You know, it's just...
Yeah.
The guy that you kick out, ultimately kick out, may not be as disappointed as you think. Because, you know, weddings are kind of a whipping. You know,
well, we called all six of them
yeah.
and talked to them both about how they got to know JC, how they're friends, and how they feel about the wedding.
Okay. My name is Eric. Well, we used to live next door to one another when we were little kids, so I've known him since probably the fourth grade. And we went to, you know, middle school, high school, and the like together. When I first met him, we actually weren't friends. We actually didn't like each other very much at all. Probably in the fourth grade, we actually got in a fight. And then after that, we became very good friends. California. I think she's great. She's a lot of fun. I think she fits his personality very well. I haven't been to too many bachelor parties, but I'd imagine there'd be a lot of drinking involved and a lot of debauchery. I don't know that there is anything to Tom. I mean, he knows who's important to him.
Mm.
Dang it.
Mm,
see, Eric, I have known the longest.
Yeah.
And him and I are completely...
You guys got in a fight first, right? I mean, you
beat him up.
You beat him up.
But we're completely opposite.
Okay.
He was the bookworm, and I was the jock.
Okay.
And so even in high school, like, we didn't hang out that much during lunch and stuff.
I have a friend like that, too. But you're next door... Obviously, he's my next door neighbor, and he's still considered, like, one of my best friends. Yeah. And I could not have him not in my wedding.
But after school or after my football
Wait, he wasn't
game,
in my wedding.
Oh.
Okay, so never mind.
Sorry about that. But after school and after, like, my football games or practice, I'd go to his house and hang out and, you know... He's a cool guy.
When was the last time you talked to him?
Eric?
Yeah.
2 days ago.
Okay, how
I know,
often?
But it was about this, but
how often do you
on
talk
a regular basis.
He lives in New York now.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the smartest one. He went to NYU.
Wow.
But he lives out in New York, so I talk to him on the phone every once in a while, not as often as we probably should.
About once
and when was the last time you saw him and hung out with him?
Man, last time, probably a year ago.
Seems like a good candidate to be tossed.
Well, you haven't heard the other ones yet.
But he seems like a good candidate.
Why? Just because he hasn't seen him?
Because he's not invested. They're not hanging out that much.
But he's known it since the fourth grade.
Yeah, we've known each other.
I mean, he might be offended or whatever, but it's not going to be like, oh my gosh, the guy I hang out with every night is kicking me out of his wedding. All right, let's go to groomsman number two. This is Jesse.
My name's Jesse. I would say I've known him now for about 6 or 7 years. When I think of him immediately, I think of his ridiculous pelvic thrust dance move that comes out no matter where you are, as long as there's music. If he makes me the best man, that's because maybe he's thanking me for all the cool things I helped him out with back in the day. So, I mean, I would feel grateful, but at the same time, he might have a knucklehead homie that they might have done beer bongs or whatever on the down low that he's probably going to pick to be his bestie.
Okay.
This is a radio
guy. That's a radio guy. Right.
Jesse is the one who...
He's on Kiss FM in Los Angeles with Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
Oh, he's best man. That's your in.
That's a career. Yeah. It's
that's
certainly...
A
smart career
right.
move,
yeah.
dude.
Jesse's the one that taught me how to do production work and taught me how to be on the air and all
And he'd
stuff.
Probably give a really well-said funny speech.
Yeah.
You got to think about that.
He's also the guy that could say the very inappropriate speech because he's funny like that.
He could, but he's going to
But that's memorable.
He's not going to be that awkward, crappy best man.
Like shaking with the paper in his hand.
He'd be probably the best.
And he would probably DJ the wedding.
Yeah.
Best man / DJ.
He does not DJ.
That is Jesse. Here's Frank.
Okay.
Oh, no, Jeremy. We'll go with Jeremy.
Hi, my name's Jeremy, and I've known JC for probably about 6 years now.
What's up, dude? Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Don't try to take that to the airport, Jeremy.
No
way.
Put it in the hookah.
I'd throw a nice little party for him. You know, we'd start with a little wine and cheese and, you know, just sit and play board games all night.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
He's joking.
The wine and cheese and one hitter.
Hell yeah. I'd be pissed if I wasn't picked to be one.
Hell yeah.
Oh, they just think this is all for best man. They don't realize they could be completely out of the way.
They don't realize that.
Groomsman? You know, best man, I understand. I would understand that. But at least let me be the fourth or fifth slot up on the stage, you know? Come on, JC.
Up on the stage.
Yeah.
This is a show to him.
It's not a show. Jemmy is actually the one who I probably hung out the most when I was on vacation.
Okay.
This last
one of your back home homies.
He was my radio buddy that we started promotions together, and so we used to run the promotions department. And,
yeah.
You know.
You've known him since you were a teenager.
No.
You said 6 years. That's what he said.
I'm 26.
Okay. So almost.
Like, yeah.
20. Okay. Next up, we have Frank.
My name is Frank Iannuzzi, and JC and I used to ride the bus together. He's one of my best friends, and like it was like me, Eric, Josh, and Jose were really, really close in high school. And basically, I was always there for him. He's just been a really good friend, and he's always been around for me. I would love to be a groomsman. I definitely like being part of the wedding party in general, but I mean, it'd mean a lot for me to be a part of Jose's wedding and stuff. I mean, you kind of think about it and go, well, who is he gonna pick, you know, kind of thing. Like, but I would hope I'd be one.
All right, so there are all the San Diego boys right there.
Yeah.
Paul, no, I'm sorry, Frank, Jeremy, Frank. Jesse, and Eric.
And Frank is who used to hang out with me and Eric.
So okay. Frank didn't sound like he had that much invested emotionally.
I met Frank one weekend, and I really liked him.
He's one of the few that's flown out.
See the one that came up for the engagement party?
Frank.
Yeah, cool guy.
There you go.
Yeah. He came out for that. And
that's
okay.
That's cool.
That's he gets points right now.
Yeah.
Well, he almost threw up on me, so I don't know about that.
Did he?
Yeah.
We partied a little too much the night before.
So but maybe, but we already know he's a lightweight, and the best man has to be in charge of the group, the bachelor party. So maybe he shouldn't be the best man, but he should still be in the wedding.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh.
He's come, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Boy.
But the guy before him, Frank, sounds like the guy knocked up that would slip everybody a roofie right before the wedding.
No, that was Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy, sorry.
Jeremy's...
Dude, hell yeah.
Jeremy and Jesse would probably be the most out there, most fun guys going crazy.
Yeah. Okay. And now you moved and have two very close friends here.
Yeah.
Their names are Paul and Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what Paul had to say.
My name is Paul Burns, and JC is a very good friend, probably one of the closest, if not the closest friend that I have. Despite what has happened between me and JC, he will always be a very dear friend to me.
Despite.
What we're talking about is a little drama where they don't hang out as much anymore.
Right. All the pictures of these guys are on the website, by the way, and Paul's picture... well, he's got a beer up to his...
That's him.
That's him in his natural habitat.
That's right him.
There. That's a root beer.
He's chill.
That's a root beer.
I'm happy for it. I mean, I'm going to support JC in whatever he chooses to do. If I don't end up being one of them, then yeah, that's okay. It's not going to affect my life.
He's lying.
Oh, it's not going to affect
so
my
much.
Life.
Oh, he's out.
That was not a good
no,
thing
No, he's
to say.
Trying to give you an out. He's lying. It will kill him.
It will.
No.
If he's not
he's
a groomsman.
He's giving you an out. He's
what happens if he out. Gets a girlfriend a week before the wedding? You know he wouldn't even come to the wedding.
That is not
stop
true.
That.
Really I just met the most
you.
Amazing woman in the whole world.
He would too.
That's how he does, man. That's how he does.
I'm kidding. I always give him a hard time.
He
I love Paul
love
but he does.
Easily.
Paul is a romantic.
But that doesn't mean he's not... groomsman material. But look at him giving you an out.
He would throw you a heck of a bachelor party though.
And then there's Reggie. Yeah. And JC has a man crush on Reggie because what? Reggie is what JC hoped to have been. Reggie was a professional football player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Black.
He's the nicest
he's
black.
To be black.
Nicest guy in the world.
Did you just say he's the nicest black?
I said he's the nicest guy in the world.
Kelly
I would not say that. That would be Kelly.
Yeah. I said he's black and you've always wanted to be black.
Yeah. And here's Reggie. Reggie lives here, so they get to hang out a lot.
My name is Reggie Newhouse, and if I had to list him amongst all of my best friends, JC would be in the top three.
Reggie's so funny.
Top three.
I love Reggie.
He's in my top six. So.
Yeah, okay.
I just know if he wants to have an awesome bachelor party, I know who he needs to pick to be his best man.
There you go.
I think JC knows who he wants to be the best man, and he knows who's had his back from day one and has helped him in a lot of different situations. I trust his judgment, and I'm pretty sure he will make the right decision.
Wow.
Oh, man, no guilt there.
You haven't
heard
any of these, have you?
No, I have not.
You know how good Reggie would look in a suit.
All right, I'm going to throw this question in.
And Reggie's a dude that I have here that I can call and talk to when I have
I was going to say, which one of these six is going to be there for you 10 years from now?
I think all of them will be there 10 years from now.
I think three of them.
Nah, Eric's going to fall away because y'all have too much distance between you. Eric and you are going to finally fall away.
Eric is the...
He's one in New York now.
JC's longest-term friend.
Yeah, he was my best friend since fourth grade.
Then we have Jesse, the radio guy that taught him everything. Mm-hmm. We have Jeremy, who was his radio buddy in San Diego.
Man, this is tough.
Who sounded like he likes to party. And then there's Frank. Frank's the one that flew down here for the engagement party. That's points. Paul is JC's closest friend, according to Paul, and probably his best friend. Paul's best friend is JC. And then Reggie, who sounds like of all of them, if he's not chosen his best man,
he's going to beat you. Mm-hmm. You're going to get it.
Probably the one that could beat
me. I'll tell you this. I think it's a shame you can't.
Well, Kelly, that's the way it is.
It'd
be a crappy radio bit then anyway, so.
We still got to.
Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do.
All right.
We're not going to kick somebody out of the wedding party. That's not our job. But we will, with JC's permission, eliminate one from being best man.
And he will be a groomsman then.
No, he will either be a groomsman or he'll be out of the wedding.
Okay, I like
but he
that.
Will not be best man.
All right. You give me that power. I like that.
Baby steps.
So, Kelly, which one of these six will not be JC's best man? What is your vote?
Not
be JC's best man.
Jeremy,
the party dude. Big Al.
Wow. I introduced JC to Paul.
But you're going to pick Paul anyway.
Could have been you, Al.
But I'm going to pick Paul to not be the best man.
Wow. Oh, that's huge.
Why?
That is huge.
Well, I don't know, because as of late, it seems like there's been this little dynamic.
They've cooled off.
Yeah, they've cooled off. JC got engaged, and it's been this little kind of back and forth thing, you know.
I'm not saying this relates to Paul in any way, but is it important for your bride to like your best man?
Yes.
Kenzie likes all six of us.
To differing degrees.
It's very important. I mean, you have to, right now.
Is it important?
Yeah.
For the bride to like the best man.
She likes all six of them.
There has been conflict in the past. They are moving past that as mature adults.
Kenzie hated Frank for like 3 years because he brought up an ex-girlfriend the first time they met. But now she loves Frank. She loves all six of them.
Okay.
Love might be extreme.
Kelly votes for Jeremy the partier. Big Al shockingly votes for Paul. Shannon, what do you think?
Oh, this is so tough. I kind of want to say no, Jeremy, just because I don't like the way that he sounds.
The party guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Going to be all about him.
Jenna?
I'm going to go with Jesse.
What?
Because I just don't think you guys are as close as you are with some of the other ones.
That'd be a bad career move, dude. Don't you kick him out.
But making I thought
we were just kicking out best man.
We are.
Right.
Not kicking
potentially
out.
But it's potentially out of the wedding party, too.
Potentially, yes. If you're best man, you're obviously in.
Mm-hmm. So the remaining.
Because I don't want him kicked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the top DJs in L.A., kicking him out, that'd be a bad
number
move.
One out.
I think that he's going to overshadow you. That's all I'm saying.
Well, going to overshadow.
I don't know who he is.
I'm on a bigger show than he is.
Unfortunately, we have four different answers here. Four different votes.
Well, you
no, we don't. We have Jeremy
Shannon
got two.
I agree.
Jeremy
agree.
Got two. Paul got one. Jesse got one.
And you haven't voted.
I haven't voted. Gosh.
See? It's even hard for you.
We don't even know
these guys.
My vote doesn't matter unless I say Jesse or Paul. My vote doesn't matter unless I say Jesse or Paul.
Right.
Because Jeremy's already got two votes. And my inclination was to go with Eric. I think you should have a close relationship with your best man, and you don't have a close relationship with Eric.
A close relationship.
He needs to know
I
you
I think it'd be
now.
Almost awkward.
He needs
now.
To know you now, because he's going to be planning the bachelor party.
So I say Eric, and that means that Jeremy, it will not be your best man.
All right.
We will call him and tell him that next.
Oh, what?
Crack in the morning.
Yeah.